There may or may not be some Olympic spoilers ahead.
Uh-oh.
Do we need to do it?
I think we should. We got the lyrics.
Do we still have the guy with the timpani in studio?
Ready? Ready?
Okay, here goes.
He's Hit here. It.
Here it comes.
Here come Olympic spoilers. Please turn us down if you do not want to hear.
Okay.
I like it.
That's fun. The U.S. is leading right now, per usual, with 37 medals as far as the overall medal count. 13 gold, 14 silver, 10 bronze. That is as of 2 o'clock this morning. China comes in at number 2 with 29. They've got 14
They're
gold.
Losers. They are the first losers and the only losers. Also Russia. Sorry.
Russia is number 3.
Okay.
Okay, they've got 25.
Wow, geopolitics playing out on stage at the Summer Olympics. By the way, Jing Lai, our listener in China, we love you, and we don't think that China are losers.
No, we love China. Thank you. Okay, so I have a list of 5 questions that people are Googling the most about the Olympics.
Okay.
For example, why do divers shower after each dive?
Great question. What's right? up with that?
Ooh-wee. What's up with that?
Oh, what?
We need that as a drop too, Rocco. So now that we have you here, if you could get us some Keenan doing.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
Yeah, I think Grant left me that one.
Okay, good.
Great. Okay, the reason is it's not to wash off the chlorine, it's to prevent injuries.
What do you mean?
Thank you for asking, my friend. The pool is cold. And it can make you cramp up. So that's why they take either a warm shower or they sit in a hot tub between dives.
Can I tell you something about that hot
yes.
tub?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I love a hot tub. I would watch that. Even today. I know I haven't seen any diving so far this year. That hot tub, to me, has always looked like the coziest place. I feel like I remember the one in Beijing in the games. What was that? 2012? And was that 2008?
Don't ask me.
Doesn't matter.
No
but I would
questions.
Look at it and think, wow, that looks so cozy because it's indoor. There's something about an indoor hot tub where there are pools present. I even feel pretty strong about the one at Lifetime.
Okay. Good talk. Another question. Why does one volleyball player have a different colored jersey?
What's up with that?
Thank you for asking. They're the only player who can sub in and replace another player in the back row. They're usually better at defense. Mm-hmm. So things like passing the ball and receiving serves. That is why they are wearing a different color.
Got to be able to dig back there, Donna.
Yes, Queen. Why is Russia called ROC?
The Russian Olympic Committee. What's up with that?
Because Russia got banned for doping, so all of their athletes are competing under the name Russian Olympic Committee.
Wait a second.
Yep.
How does that work?
I don't know.
So, like, let's say America got, or let's say I got banned. Let's say I was at work and I was smoking marijuana in the studio. B. Arthur comes in, being the wet blanket that she is, never wanting to have fun, and says, you're suspended. The next day I come back. It is the Donna and Steve committee show.
Yeah.
Not Steve. Yeah. Steve is suspended.
Steve is suspended, but not...
The committee.
Yeah. Wow. Steve. Isn't that crazy?
How
do they get around
this? How does
that
work?
I don't know. How do they even get to compete?
I don't know.
I don't get it. We'll have to dig a little deeper on that one. Why isn't LeBron James in the Olympics?
I think it's because he just wanted to promote Space Jam this summer and has already won big. You bored with your own story?
No, sorry. Yawning has nothing to do with boredom, just so you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it has to do with like lack of oxygen temporarily. Thank you.
Whatever.
I'll be fine. So the reason is he had some injuries this year, so he decided to opt out. And finally, Steve Patterson, my best friend. How deep is an Olympic pool?
How deep is your love?
And how deep is a diving pool?
I'm going to say an Olympic pool is 8 feet deep, and I'm going to say that a diving pool is 20 feet deep.
Nope. The swimming pools in Tokyo are almost 10 feet deep.
Okay.
Diving pools are 10 to 16 feet, depending on the event. The high dive uses the deepest part, of course.
I don't think you could talk me into jumping off, even just cannonballing or penciling off of a high dive. I don't think I could bring myself to stepping off the ledge.
I've done it one time in my life at a
I'm
lake.
Anxious.
Because my sisters would dive into the lake. Like, they were really good. My sisters were very athletic, and I was not. And I remember walking, trying not to look down, just looking at the board. And I got to the end, and I thought I was going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped in, and I will never, ever, ever do it again. Thank you.
I can't. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah. I don't think you could either. Really scary.
I mean,
are you afraid of belly flopping? Is that the deal?
I mean, no, it's the height. It is all about the height. And you know that high dive, it's just a concrete slab, so it really has a bad feeling. Then again, you know, when they're bouncing on the other boards,
it's
and they're
not
getting
concrete.
Their...
That's there's no way that's concrete,
well, it's
right?
Something. It's...
No, the high up, like the high one that doesn't bounce at all. You know, where you just like go to the corner and then flip off of it.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're like, okay. I think there are different dives that have the springy bouncy board, which is always scary too. I get scared just bouncing on a diving board in a normal pool.
Same. I can't go down a slide without screaming.
Oh, okay. You said you can't dive too.
I don't know how.
I would love to watch it.
So let's say, would you just jump, like, feet first? I'd do that for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, I'd be scared, sure. though. I'd still be afraid to do it. Diving, hell no. But yeah. Feet first would even frighten me.
Yeah, I would do it.